But I want to admonish you. I want to encourage you with this morning's message. You know, and I want to encourage you from the aspect of simply that, you know what? That this COVID-19 has been a setback. But God, you're being positioned, each and every home are being positioned for a great comeback. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning, the comeback. And when I think of comebacks, I automatically think of boxing. I think about, you know, I know that I mentioned this in one of our prevails, you know, that talking about contending. And I also, you know that that in our prevail, we talked about contending for the fruit of the Spirit, the things of the Lord. But with this comeback, you know, who doesn't love a great comeback? Everyone loves the underdog in movies. Everyone loves the underdog to root for them. I mean, pretty much it's been in the past in several years of sports, football particularly, right? Everybody that was basically going up against New England, right, in the Super Bowl, they were the underdogs. Everyone would root for whoever that was, no matter who it was, right? Because New England, they were the powerhouses. Everyone loves an underdog story. And you are walking, your household, you are walking through. You have this opportunity for one of the greatest comeback stories, your family, for the greatest comeback stories in history. And so I want you to go ahead and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30, and you're going to see this, and I'm going to talk to you about this comeback. So let's go ahead and read. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, and the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and they had taken the wives captives. Let me stop right there. So you have here, you have the Amalekites. They're going in and they burnt the village. They burnt Ziklag to the ground. Burnt it with fire to the ground. Not only, then this is David. David's off with 600 men. There he's off in this story with 600 warriors, right? And in this story, here you go, and while they're away, all the soldiers, 600 of them were away, the Amalekites come in and they raise the entire village, the entire city, burned it to the ground. Not only that, at insult to injury, they'd taken the women captive that were therein, and they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. And then in verse 3, it goes on to say, and so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire. Their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David said, now let's stop right there. You got to think about it. See, this was written after this situation took place. They walk in to the city. They walk in, and there's nobody there. It's burnt down. Mind you, there may be no blood anywhere, but they don't know that their wives, daughters, their families hadn't been slayed. They don't know if their wives had been taken advantage of. They don't know any of that. We understand that because it's written after the fact. So this gives us a mindset of how they were thinking. It gives us a mindset of what was going through their mind. And then David in verse 4 says, and then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Can anybody right now relate to that? Can you relate to lifting up your voice and weeping, saying, God, when is this thing going to be over? When is this COVID-19 thing? I can't take that. You know, like that video that we showed right before the ministry started, the preaching started. You know, it's funny. It's a funny look of how we kind of really feel. You know how it's just like, oh my gosh, it's monotonous, you know? And but understand, like, to the point that they had no power to weep anymore. You cry so much that you don't have any more tears left. That's what they were at. And then verse 5, and then David's two wives were taken, and then, you know, dropping down to verse 6, and David was greatly distressed. Now listen to this. For the people spake of stoning him. The 600 soldiers. Not only do you get to the point where your family has been taken, you don't even know if they're alive, right? And then not only, you know, you have, you get to the point where you cry to the point where you have nothing left, no energy, no tears, and then all of a sudden, all of your team, all of your soldiers, they go, and they're saying, you know what? Forget this. We were with you, David. We were with you, and now we're going to go, and we're going to stone you. That was like saying, you know what? 600 people are going to go home, get their guns, and then come back and cap you. And they're all going to go and get their nines, you know, kill shot, pop, 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 you know, because they just were so upset, right? And let's continue. And they were greatly distressed for the people's talked about stoning him because of this, of the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. And then this is where we want to get to. This is where you and me and you, us, we ends, all of us, we get our, you know, where our comeback begins to start right here. It's right this, right here. But David, read it with me, encouraged himself in the Lord. Right there. David encouraged himself. You want to know where your encouragement begins to start, or you want to know where your comeback begins? You know, because sometimes you don't have anybody around. Sometimes, maybe those of you that are been during this stay in quarantine, you've been by yourself, you know, and you know, because maybe you're older, people are not stopping by, you know, because everyone's in protective mode, right? And you're not seeing as many people, and those of you that maybe it's just, you know, you're in this position like I am just so worn out. The only time I get picked up is when I'm listening or, you know, worshiping with you guys online or the Prevails or Sunday mornings. But it just seems like I need more than that. But I'm telling you what, today, when we get started, when we begin to return to what the new normal is, whatever that new normal is, that you can have a comeback. Start your family now on the greatest comeback that our history has ever seen. That every single child of God, that just not barely making it, but they are standing strong. They're in faith, and their families are strong. And you have to stop when you don't have anybody. You may feel like you don't have anybody that you can call, anybody around you, but you can stop and say, you know what? I am going to encourage myself in the Lord. I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. And what does that look like? You know, what does that look like for you? What does it mean for you to encourage yourself in the Lord? I know what it means for me. I'm saying what the Bible says about me. I get in that atmosphere of worship. And when I'm in that atmosphere of worship, I am just in his presence. And I get built up. My spirit, man, starts hulking up, you know. And I feel like I can go out and take anything. I can, like that old song, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah. You know, and so your spirit, man, just begins to get built up. And if we're not taking that time with God, we're not encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Guess what? We're doing it in our own strength. We're not relying on his strength. Remember, this COVID-19 setback is setting you up for a major comeback, the major comeback. And, you know, I remember, you know, talking about like this COVID-19, this thing, right? I remember when virtual school first started, and my daughter, she sat there and she was doing virtual school, and she started day one, right? Tears just filled her eyes. She's just like, oh my gosh, I don't like this. She's a people person. She likes to be taught, you know, I mean, she likes that social butterfly. You know, she like her daddy, right? And then, you know, she started tearing up. And I said, well, are you okay? And she goes, I don't like this. I don't like this. You know, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? You can add it. You can keep going. You can do it. And day two, you know, same thing. Tears just begin to well up. I don't like this, Dad. This is not good. I don't like this. You know, don't worry. You're going to be able, you know what? And I begin to encourage her. What the Bible says about her. That, you know what? The Holy Ghost brings all things to her remembrance. The things that she learned. And that the Holy Ghost can help her in this time. God can help her in this time. And so I said, you'll never know, Jules. You'll never know. When this thing's all said and done, you might actually like this better than going to school, right? No, Dad. I don't like, uh-uh. Well, guess what? Here we are several weeks into this. She's making A's in her classes. And guess what, church? She likes it. She's like, I'm thinking I might want to do homeschool, you know? And I'm like, well, okay, well, you know, we'll talk about it. But you know what? If she allowed herself to just be defeated, if she allowed herself just to stay where she was at and accept the way things were for her and just say, oh, it is what it is, instead of knowing and having somebody, she had her dad there to encourage her. And so guess what? Your daddy is with you. God said he will never leave you. Jesus said he will never leave you nor forsake you. You've got God right there with you. You've got Jesus right there with you. All you've got to do is have your daddy encourage you. All you've got to do is have your Father God tell you, remind you who you are in Christ. And once you open up your heart and you open up in that atmosphere of worship, scriptures that you've been listening, hearing for all your life begin to bubble up on the inside. Bubble up on the inside that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That just bubbling up on the inside. And so you know what? And you never know. You're going to be on the other side of this. You'll be stronger because of this. Your family will be stronger, and moms and dads. You know, guess what? They're going to follow. Your kids, your youth will follow after what they see you doing. If they see that you're strong in the Lord, if they see that you're encouraged, they will be encouraged. They will follow after you. So you've got to, guess what? You've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself. 2 Chronicles. I didn't tell these guys that we're going to go there, but, you know, 2 Chronicles. I've shared on this before. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the entire earth, looking for someone to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is totally perfect. The New King James says perfect. The word perfect, whose heart is totally perfect toward him, right? That word perfect translated specifically means whose heart is totally relying on him. That word translated perfect in the King James means relying. Because how many of you know we're not going to be perfect? I'm not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. There was only one perfect person that walked on the face of the planet, and his name was Jesus, and they crucified him. So you and I say, we stand here, and we say, you know what? For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the entire earth, looking for someone to show himself strong on the behalf of them, whose heart is totally relying on God. Are you relying on God? Yes. Say, yes, I am. I'm relying on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm relying on the leading of the Holy Spirit. I'm relying on being led of the Spirit every single day. And begin to encourage yourself in the Lord, and you will see the greatest comeback that your family has ever seen, the greatest comeback that history has ever seen will be in your house. And you, if you're single by yourself, if you have a family, you lead the pack. And, you know, this goes on, you know, like, how would you feel? My gosh, saying, oh, my gosh, David, everybody turns on you. You know, everybody, you know, don't allow that to get the better of you and say, you know what? You don't know how I'm feeling. You don't know how I'm feeling, Pastor John. You don't know how things have been. But I'm saying, you know what? You have to remind yourself of who you are in Christ. You have to remind yourself of what the Bible says about you, because the Bible says you are well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I'm telling you straight up that God has given you what you need to be victorious. All you have to do is tap into it. tap into it. It's kind of like that prize fighter, right? That, you know, that prize fighter that's been going rounds and rounds on, you know, Rocky at the end. And at the very end, he just taps into this intestinal fortitude on the inside. And you know, you say, well, you know, that's a movie. That's a movie. But guess what? You and I are living in real life, right? You say, well, we're living in real life. But guess what? You have something greater than the movie script. You have something greater than the movie camera. You have God, the Holy Spirit, living on the inside. You have Jesus living on the inside of you. And that you are well able to overcome any circumstance, any obstacle. All you've got to do is encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself today, church. Some of us need to stand up and say, I am healed. Someone needs to stand up and say, I am sane. Someone needs to stand up and say, you know what? In the name of Jesus, I have peace in my house. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, you stand up right now and you say, I have had enough. No more. I remember, I'm not sure which Rocky it was, but I remember when Rocky Balboa said, I think it might have been the first one or the second one, and he got to a point where he said, he told his man, his trainer, Mickey, I ain't going down no more. Right, that's my first Stallone imitation. He goes, I ain't going down no more. And you know what? He said he wasn't going to go down again. And you know that intestinal fortitude. We have God on the inside that you can tap into. All you have to do is rely, is encourage yourself in the Lord. If you are relying on him, it makes you a perfect candidate. A perfect candidate. I've said it every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that I have done Prevail. Our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I've said it, and I've encouraged everybody. You know what? That we can be on the other side of this thing. When this is all said and done, when this COVID-19 and we're on the other side and the new normal begins to happen, the new normal starts to happen, that you and I can be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. We can be stronger than we were when we first started. You know, that we're not just surviving, that we're thriving. We're thriving through this. And that, because that's going to get the world's attention. Everybody else is just surviving. And based upon John 10:10, the New King James Version says, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And then Jesus says, guess what? I have come that you might have life and have it what? Come on, church. More what? More abundantly. That the abundant life, the abundant lifestyle, the abundant mentality, you have to encourage yourself in the Lord about that. Guess what? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can. And so you know what? Stop relying on your strength. Stop relying on your spouse's strength. Stop relying on your kid's strength or your kids relying on your parents' strength. Guess what? You stir yourself up in the Lord. You encourage yourself in the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And the Bible says what? And they're safe. You can have the arms of God wrap around you during this time and keep you strong. Not just barely making it, not just you know, at the end of the, I'm just ending the rope, because we got to be careful. I know there's some people, this might offend somebody, but it's okay, right? That some people like the sympathy card. They like throwing down that sympathy card because, oh, you know, look at Susie. Susie, you know, God bless you. It's going to be all right. And it's because it's all about the attention about me. Me, 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 me. I'm just telling you, that's a mentality that you've got to break, because that doesn't give glory to God at all, because it's not about you. It's about God. It's about the world. It's about the lost. So when you allow God to work through you, you allow God to start ministering through you, you allow God to start orchestrating your steps, guess what? That brings glory to God. That brings glory to God, and that gets the world's attention. And so that's what we're desiring to do. We say, you know what? We're not just wanting to just barely make it. We're just a child of God. And, you know, and then you praise the Lord, you know. And so it's okay. It's okay, Brother John. You're going to make it. You're going to be like, I know. You know what? You're better than that. That's a lie of the enemy. And so I encourage you, I admonish you, whatever it takes for you to stir yourself up in the Lord. As you can tell, as you can tell, praise and worship stirs this brother up, okay? Praise and worship and getting in the word like that, like we have, it's just, you know, it stirs me up. And so, you know, I just, when you get into that mode of worship, man, it just, I just get there and I start hulking up. You know, like old school's 80 Hulk Hogan. You know, I start, you know, my spirit man's just, oh my, and then looking at the devil, the devil said, he's encouraging himself in the Lord and he's reminding himself who he is in Christ. That's when the devil said, I'm out of here, I'm out. And that's when you begin to, that's when God says, you know what, I'm going to start using you because you're not listening to the enemy anymore, his lies. You're listening to the Spirit of God, and he is orchestrating your steps. The music ministry would make their way up here. I just want to encourage you this morning. The greatest comeback our history has ever seen could be represented by each and every home that's listening, each and every family that's listening. The greatest comeback that we've ever seen in our history, where God is on the throne and people know it. That when people are done, it's like, God is all over this. Look at this. Look at how people are thriving and where the world is scrambling around. The world doesn't know what to do. But you know what? We can be there to help the world. We can be there to show the world. We can be there to point to God and say, you know why? You know why I'm at peace? You know why I'm provided for financially? You know why that I have this happiness? You know why my family's been protected? You know why? Because of God. That's why. G-O-D, God. J-E-S-U-S, God. God, the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. And so I encourage you, it's time to start. If you haven't, you need to start encouraging yourself in the Lord, because the comeback, your comeback is right around the corner. This is starting. It's starting, and I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time, and there's no greater time for the church for the church to shine in a dark world than right now. So do your part. Do your part. Come on, every head bowed. Come on, let's pray together. I pray right now that the words that just been coming forth, that encouragement this morning, it's more just sharing my heart, sharing this passage of scripture about David, Father God, as you just put this on my heart, that the comeback that he had from this, Father, from this situation, from this story, was incredible. 600 men. He didn't give in. He didn't do like King Saul did and throw himself. Like King Saul did, throw himself on a sword and just give up. He encouraged himself. David encouraged himself in the Lord. And look at what happened with the rest of David's life. You, Father God, said that he was a man after your own heart. How you used him. He had more to do. You had more for him to do on this earth. So, Father God, I thank you for individuals listening to this, that it's just been stirring them up on the inside of your goodness and what you believe in them and how we are to be walking as children of God. Some people, right now, I encourage you, you may need to drop your Netflix binging. You may need to drop your Hulu binging. Start focusing in on your relationship with God. Start focusing in, getting your family focused, getting yourself focused.